This is a follow-up from last year where we made the initial discovery at our rush target. So this is our rush target in northern Saskatchewan at our Rottenstone Southwest property. Last year we hit 0.8% over 27 meters. Really good kickers of silver and zinc in that as well, which defined it as a VMS deposit or potential deposit. This year, we got one hole or one lab result back from the hole that's going underneath one of our original discovery holes. So there's hole 10, that was the original hole that I said was over 27 meters. This year, we've already hit 0.8% copper with 17 grams per ton of silver over 21 meters underneath Rush 10, which is very exciting because now we're extending it with depth and width below the initial discovery.
Jordan Black, Ramp Metals. Good morning to you, my friend. What's going on?
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to coming down this weekend and seeing this conference that this really awesome person's putting on. And I heard there's going to be some good investors there and some really good companies presenting.
You're gonna meet my friends, and I should say my friends are gonna meet you. They're gonna meet some really good companies, and you're one of them. So looking forward to that. But let's talk about you. You had some great results come back. I was looking at your results. You hit some what I would call high grade or really high grade of copper. Explain that to me. What did you hit? And this was in the rush hole.
Yeah, first of all, we're about halfway through our drill program. This is a follow-up from last year where we made the initial discovery at our rush target. So this is our rush target in northern Saskatchewan at our Rottenstone Southwest property. Last year we hit 0.8% over 27 meters. Really good kickers of silver and zinc in that as well, which defined it as a VMS deposit or potential deposit. This year, we got one hole or one lab result back from the hole that's going underneath one of our original discovery holes. So there's hole 10, that was the original hole that I said was over 27 meters. This year, we've already hit 0.8% copper with 17 grams per ton of silver over 21 meters underneath Rush 10, which is very exciting because now we're extending it with depth and width below the initial discovery.
You have a visual of that. If you could bring up that visual, I'd appreciate
I
that,
do,
and
yeah.
all my viewers and listeners. But talk to me as you're bringing that up. Talk to me about grade. What exactly is good grade, and what is in copper for to those that are not familiar? What does somebody
Yeah,
kind of look
everything
for?
close to 1% copper equivalent is considered high grade and good, and you want the length. So 27 or 21 meters to 27 meters is good length, and if you extend that, then you're connecting the dots, getting closer to 40 meters, right? But if you did copper equivalent with a recovery rate of 75%, which most people use when they're doing their press releases, you're getting about 1.5% copper equivalent. And that starts getting exciting for a lot of people because it all comes down to economics and tonnage in the long run.
Right. So yeah, show us that video. What of Rush here? Not video. I'm sorry, but just the visual.
Yeah, let me just show you the map first.
Sure.
So here was Rush 10 last year on the north end of our anomaly. This anomaly stretches 1.1 kilometers or 1,100 meters. It's about 300 meters wide based on geophysics. So Rush was the 0.8% over 27 meters, Rush 10. And then Rush 11 came right underneath that. And I got a really good cross section for you here. This is all in our press release from last week. And 2 weeks ago, there was another press release that we showed we hit mineralization in every single hole we drilled at Rush. And there's some really nice core photos for you there as well. But as you requested here, Andy, here's Rush 10. As you can see, the pink is the high grade that was drilled originally last year. And then Rush 11, we came underneath it and beside it. And as I said, it brought in this discovery in both the depth and the width. And now it's still open-ended in all directions. So next program, we could drill even deeper. Like maybe we drill 400 to 600 meters, and that's when it really gets interesting, starting to look like the next foreign deposit. And really, this Rush target is starting to be company making, in my opinion, and can be standalone just
Yeah,
with
you
the drilling
talk
we're doing.
about that. You told me about that offline, just how we're excited about this hole. How, what do we need to make this really a company maker? What's the plan on that?
Yeah, so it's not all just about this hole, but it's about hitting multiple zones and increasing the length and width and depth, so we could eventually work our way to an inferred resource, right? That's what it's all about. And as you get closer to a mine, you get measured and indicated, but we're far away from that. We're still looking to build an inferred resource, right? And I, as you can see on this map, we with the press release from 2 weeks ago, the yellow is all the chalcopyrite occurrences that we don't have lab results yet back. And that's where copper is usually found. And then we this bright orange is semi-massive to massive. So as you can see, we hit it all over. We have this upper zone in the blue dotted area. And then we hit this new deeper zone as well, as you can see on the legend, new deep mineralization. So hitting these multiple plates and multiple lenses is really showing that this might start becoming economical here.
Yeah. Well, and you made a comment that this is just actually one hole or a series of holes with Rush 10 and Rush 11, but you have a lot of land. I mean, it's pretty massive. Talk to me about that and really how does that work and how did you get it is really what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, look, we staked all this land ourselves. So about 4 years ago, our geos, Garrett and Brett, they're born and raised in Saskatchewan, always wanted to make a greenfield discovery in their backyard, and they followed the trend from the old Rottenstone mine using geophysical signatures and found this really nice eye structure with a lot of different anomaly looking signatures on the site. So we staked that. Initially, we seeded the company and just flew geophysics, and then we prospected and drilled. And the more we drill, the more we keep finding different anomalies and different potential discoveries here.
Yeah, I remember that when we first talked. That was about 4 years ago, and then you hit, and you guys just really took off. Now you guys are in a place really just expanding that resource on what you hit. And don't you have aren't you about what's your land mass? It's about the size of Toronto. Is that what you told
Yeah,
me?
so we're about 30,000 hectares, which is about 30 kilometers, and about the size of Toronto in land
That's
mass.
huge,
And
dude.
you'll see, like, Rush, this is 1,100 meters up in the corner, but we have all these other anomalies as well. So this program, we're drilling Runway, Red Ridge, and then Ranger. Ranger, in the summer prospecting program, we found a new shear zone. So we're really looking for clues near our old or our original gold discovery that was 70 grams per ton over 7.5 meters. So we're looking for clues there. Red Ridge is another potential rush scenario where we found nice copper malachite staining at surface. And then Runway is even more interesting because originally we were looking for nickel and PGs because the old Rottenstone mine that produced some of the highest grade nickel in the country at the time back in the 70s. And we found some nickel, platinum, palladium occurrences at surface in the bedrock. So we're going to throw a hole down in Runway as well, this program. So we have about 2 weeks left in this program. And yeah, we're really excited to get more lab results. Like I was saying, Andy, we only got one hole back so far. So for Rush, There's still 8 more holes of lab results, which those will trickle in over the coming weeks and months. So
So investors and viewers really need to stay tuned to this story to get the news, correct?
for sure, yeah. Like you never know. Like we are surprised with the first hole coming out so quickly. So you never know when the next good high grade copper will be released, right? And that's what we're
Yeah.
hoping for. And then we should be wrapping up this program in about 2 weeks.
Let's talk about the program in the sense of you guys. What I really loved about you guys have such a tight share structure. Talk to me about that and talk to me about how much money you got and really what I'm trying to get at is if you guys are fully funded, if this is all fully funded.
Yeah, this program's been fully funded. When we started the program, we had about 4.5 million CAD in the treasury. Our share structure is very tight, 45 million shares outstanding. About 47% of that's owned by management and directors. And then we have another 20% owned by very savvy investors like Eric Sprott and Alex Gubbins. And then throw in friends and family, we're probably about 70% of the float. So any good news and people are going to start to notice this and get some pretty decent price movement in the stock.
Yeah. And real quick, Saskatchewan, how friendly is it there to mine?
Yeah, look, Saskatchewan's one of the best places to mine in the world. According to the Fraser Institute, I think Saskatchewan was ranked number 3 in the world last year. That comes down to everything from ESG, indigenous communities that are business savvy, and governments that are promoting the mineral resources in the province. And I guess it comes down to what's in the ground. So Saskatchewan is already known for uranium, already known for potash. Those are some of the biggest reserves in the world. And I think base metals and gold were overlooked in the province for a while because when something's very profitable, people rush to that, like the old gold rush, right, in the 1900s and back in the day. But now that gave us the chance to stake this greenfield property that no one's really walked on except us. And now we've prospected and drilled for 3 seasons. This is our third season. And every time we go out there, we seem to find something new. And that's the great thing about a greenfield exploration project. You're not just twinning an old hole, but you're making brand new discoveries. And like I said before, Rush is definitely a discovery that's shaping up to be pretty economical, we think. But as you know, we have to drill quite a few more holes. And as you mentioned, we are fully funded. So we're going to go build a camp in the summer, follow up with geophysics from this program, downhole geophysics, so that we can prepare for a 10,000 meter or larger program in the fall.
Got it. So just to all my viewers and listeners, I am a shareholder as well as Ramp Metals is a sponsor to Natural Resource Stocks. Do your own due diligence. But let me ask you this, Jordan. What's your market cap? And I'm asking this to all my viewers and listeners. This is earlier, not extreme early, but this is early exploration. So you have all the runway and the upside on the Lassonde curve. But what is this project? What does your land remind you of? Is there another company that it reminds you of?
Yeah, I always like to compare the rocks and the company to other companies in the province. One would be Foran, really good team there. They've even looked at some of our rocks and told us it was our VMS deposit looks like early days Foran, right? They recently sold their company for $3.6 billion to Eldorado. They're also in the provinces of Saskatchewan. We're very early stage, right? So that was 10 years in the making. We're at the beginning where we want to strive to get there. And we're trading at 15 million right now. That's CAD. And we recently got our OTC ticker, Andy, as we were talking about, on the US market. So that's RMPMF. And yeah, if you want more information, you can always find us on our website at rantmetals.com.
Got it. Well, I'll put your ticker symbols both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts, as well as a link to your website to all investors that want to do more due diligence. Jordan, always a pleasure to see you. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days in Atlanta. I really can't wait.
Looking forward to coming. Thanks for having me.